Now, we're going to find out where Sandy is right now. It's brushing uncomfortably close to the Florida coast north of Miami, which is where we find the AP's Tony Whitten on the 84 Lumber Project Professionals Newsline. Tony, welcome to KDKA. What are the conditions like?
Well, in Miami, the storm has largely pulled out. We're still getting occasional bursts of rain with the outer bands of this very, very large system moving away from us. The system has moved north of the Bahamas and is paralleling the Florida coast. It's forecast to continue doing that, basically, you know, tracking the coastline maybe 100, 150 miles off of the coast. But as I mentioned, the system is very large in diameter, and that's going to continue. It's going to keep getting bigger as it moves north. So coastal communities all the way north of Florida upwards are going to see high surf. They will see occasionally high winds and rain from Sandy.
I think there's already been an advisory issued for the area from Savannah to the Outer Banks. What did you experience earlier today?
Well, the strongest stuff I saw was up in the Boynton Beach area. If you're familiar with Florida, that's in Palm Beach County. And what happens there is the Bahamas actually act as a bit of a seawall, if you will, a natural seawall, and they tend to suppress the wave action that comes from a storm out to sea. Once you get north of Palm Beach County, there's nothing stopping the waves. And so we were seeing some pretty astounding breakers, 15 feet and more, blowing spray everywhere, a lot of beach erosion in the Palm Beach area. And that's just an example of, even from a distance, how much damage a hurricane can do.
And Florida gets to breathe a bit of a sigh of relief on this one. But, Tony, as you've seen these storms before, we've never seen one make what is projected to happen, and that's a hard left turn right into the coast.
Yeah, it is a very unusual forecast situation. In fact, one of the official advisories, one of the government agencies put out saying, in some respects, this system is unprecedented in terms of what the computer models are calling for it to do, and it has to deal with this interaction between the hurricane itself, which is a tropical system, and these weather fronts that are moving in from the mainland. And exactly what happens, no one's really sure. What they are sure of is it is going to make a turn, it is going to come ashore somewhere, and it's going to be very, very large, you know, crossing many states and causing a huge mess of problems for a lot of people.
The AP's Tony Whitten, just north of Miami. Thanks for your time and your expertise. We appreciate it.
Thank you.